My Life in Christ, starting from page 90. Dislike, enmity, or hatred should be unknown amongst Christians even by name. How can dislike exist among Christians? Everywhere you see love, everywhere you breathe the fragrance of love. Our God is the God of love. His kingdom is the kingdom of love. From love to us, he did not spare his only begotten Son, but delivered him up to die for our sakes, to be the propitiation for our sins. In your home, you see love in those around, for they are sealed in baptism and chrisms and the cross of love, and wear the cross. They also partake with you in the church of the supper of love, of the supper of love. In church, there are everywhere symbols of love, crosses, the sign of the cross, the saints who were pleasing to God by their love to him and to their neighbor, and incarnate love itself. In heaven and upon earth, everywhere there is love. It rests and rejoices the heart like God, whilst enmity kills the soul and the body. And you must show love, always and everywhere. How can you not love when everywhere you hear love preached, when only the destroyer of mankind, the devil, is eternal enmity? He that spared not his own Son, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The essential and greatest is given. Everything else that we ask or pray for is infinitely less than the Son of God. We may therefore ask God for everything, trustfully in the name of Jesus Christ, every blessing or gift that we can think of. For whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in Son. Do you pray for the forgiveness of the sins, or for the repose of the souls of the departed? He is the propitiation for the sins of the whole world. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. He can forgive even the departed every sin committed by them in word, deed, or thought. He is the resurrection, the life, and the repose of his departed servants. Would you ask anything of him for the living and for yourself? Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.